microphone. And he has downed in your car to your home. Every week it's on the news. A deep talk or an interview. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry. When it's dark out, she's a light. When you're down, get you feeling right. Oh man, that's some fun.
Hi, friends, and welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. And a happy birthday to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I hope for all of us, it's a day we're able to reflect on the incredible work and sacrifice of Dr. King while we continue what he started. That racial reconciliation wouldn't be something we think about once a year on his birthday, but daily. And I am thrilled to continue our talk about seasons on today's episode of That Sounds Fun. Y'all, it is blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. But before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If therapy is something you've been considering, BetterHelp is one of the most accessible ways to give it a try. As we talk with Michelle today, sometimes seasons in our lives don't look at all the way we wanted them to. And when I've been in that place, therapy has been an incredible tool for me to process what's going on, what I'm feeling and what I don't want to feel, and what steps to take. Maybe this is your year to give BetterHelp a try. They've made it so simple. Simple to get started. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Your sessions can be done from right at home. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. Y'all know we love a quiz. And you'll get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, because finding the right match for you is really important too. Let's celebrate the progress you've already made and keep building on it in 2024. So visit betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Okay, today on the show, y'all, I cannot believe I got to talk with Michelle McKinney Hammond. I've been a fan for 2 decades. I am blown away at this conversation. She's an Emmy Award winner, entrepreneur, and author. And y'all know how the Lord just keeps bringing up things on our podcast sometimes. And this theme is loud. It's this topic that just keeps coming up over and over again. Well, we got one. Like we talked about with Pastor Banning and with Mike Foster, we're talking to Michelle today about shifting seasons in our lives. Today, we talk about what to do when you're in a place where you feel like God hasn't provided the thing you've asked for. Or as she calls it in her new book, when shift happens, S-H-I-F-T, shift, y'all. We talk about that title and dating and the different seasons we're all in. You are going to love her. So here is my conversation with my friend, Michelle McKinney Hammond. All right, Miss Michelle McKinney Hammond, welcome to That Sounds Fun.
I love the name. That sounds
fun. Oh, thank you.
Anything fun, I want to do it.
Okay, so that's my first question for you. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what you do for fun.
Cook with friends, scream with friends, do anything with friends. Friends.
Okay, now where do you live here in Nashville?
No, but I have great friends down there, and the Tripp family is my adopted family in Nashville.
Yes, of course. So where are you? Where's your family based?
Well, my family is based in Ghana, West Africa, and Chicago, Illinois. Yeah. So
I did know that. I read that in the book that you were trying to go home for, and it was right when COVID started, and you couldn't get into Ghana for 7 months or something.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I love Chicago. And cooking with friends, that's what you got to do in the winter up there. Just inside.
Inside. in the warmest spot in the house, the kitchen.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay, so you started to tell me a story before I hit record that I begged you to stop because I told you I have been a fan of yours for 20 years. I didn't realize this was your first book, What to Do When Love Finds You. I read that when I was in college in 99 or 2000.
How old I am though now.
Yeah. But will you tell the story of writing your first book?
Sure. Well, I was a very miserable single. So that book was just like really like a hilarious smack from God for me. Because I finally got to a place called Happy. And I'm talking to my mentor, Bunny Wilson, who had written Knight in Shining Armor.
Which I loved as well.
Yeah. And she said, you need to write that. And I said, Bunny, I'm in advertising. I can't write a book. 30 seconds is all I got. She said, girl, as much as you like to run your mouth, you can write a book. It's just one long conversation. And I took that and ran with it. So I started writing it. I'm a happy sanguine, so a short attention span. Wrote a chapter, thought it was cute, set it to the side, forgot about it. Maybe about a year went by. I got let go from my job. I'm walking across the street to a hamburger helper voiceover interview. And I get hit by a car. I end up in the middle of the street thinking, well, I'm just going to pop up. But no, that didn't happen. Three surgeries, a year and a half in bed later. I finished What to Do Until Love Finds You in bed. Harvest House took it. It sold out of its first 12,000 copies in 3 weeks. And they were like, who is this person? So that's the story behind What to Do Until Love Finds You, which is still out there, still selling.
It's still out there. Okay, so statistically, we think about half of our listeners are not married yet, like me.
Yeah.
So what's your big advice for 2024? What for the single women and men who hope to get married and want to get married? What's your advice for us for this year?
Well, like the title says, what to do until love finds you. Do life and love will find you. You know, that's what Ruth did. She was doing life and Boaz found her. So it's in the circulating. It's in the doing of what you do, your purpose, exercising who you are that attracts the right person that complements what you're already doing. So don't sit there waiting for life and love to happen. You make life happen and you make love happen.
Yeah, I was in my late 30s and I got this, early 30s, sorry, and I got this opportunity to move to Scotland. And I remember saying to a friend, Miss Michelle, I said, but I want to get married. And she was like, men in Scotland. Yeah, she was like, what are you talking about? But I had this realization of like, at the time, you know, I'm early 30s and I'm thinking I could blink and be 40. And if I say no to this and I'm still single at 40, what have I done?
Yes, exactly.
And here I am, 43, not married yet. And I'm like, I have gotten to do really great
amazing
opportunities
thing.
because I've paid attention to the open doors instead of only knocking on the closed door. Now, listen, Miss Michelle, I knock on that closed door.
Right.
Don't you worry.
Oh, we've done it.
Listen,
but you know,
the Lord ain't going to say I didn't ask for it. That's
exactly
for sure.
And I always tell single people anyway, you know, you're single by choice, right? They go, no, I'm not. I said, yes, there were people who were interested in you that you said no to. So it's been your choice to be alone. You've got something you're looking for, and that something is looking for you. In the meantime, get busy with the business of doing life because there's so many great adventures that fulfill you. And the one thing that I've found is that the hole in your heart is not a person-sized hole. It's a purpose-sized hole. So when you get busy doing life, you'll be amazed at how happy and fulfilled you are, which then leaves room to attract the right person into your life instead of those that come to suck the life out of you because they smell your neediness 10 miles away.
Listen, I know. Okay, so talk to us for a minute about people who would say to you, but Miss Michelle, I've done that. I've run the race. I'm having a great time. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm in my mid-50s. Mm-hmm. And God has not provided.
Then I would say, you know, he says every good and perfect gift comes from above. So if it was good and perfect for you, you'd have it now. Mm. And so he knows that the best gift for you right now is your singleness and what you're operating in. I'll be 66 this year. And I'm telling you, I'm having the time of my life. Marriage is something, it's like in the back of my mind, like that's a nice idea. But is it a prayer point on a daily basis? No, it's not, because so much other stuff fills up my world that person's going to have to come and make room and inspire me to want to let go of some things to be with him. So, you yes. know, I think that when we get to that place, it frees us up to attract the type of love that we really want. So let's get home.
I feel that. Do you feel that with men? I feel when I meet men and they have a full life, mm-hmm. I'm attracted to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, cool. I hope I can fit into that. I want to fit into that. That exactly. looks fun and exciting. It looks like you're on purpose versus a man who's waiting. Right. And I know that's not as often as it looks like with women, but I'm like, man, I the thing you're explaining, I experience with men too.
Sure. Exactly. I think yeah. everyone is attracted to something that's happening. Nobody
oh,
wants
that's
to
good.
Be just, you know, sitting there like a bump on a log, because right. that's too much responsibility for you to now make them happy. That's a lot of work.
I don't have that in me. I don't have that in my spirit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the Lord, he and the Lord have got to sort out who he is.
I'm telling you. I
can't. you and I, we got too much purpose to fulfill to fix
I'm
that.
I'm telling that's, you. Yeah.
That's you and the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, so When Shift Happens is your newest book.
Yes.
And I told you this before we started, but I want to tell everybody what has blown my mind this week is the Lord is telling us something about seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has already heard Pastor Banning from Jesus Culture teach on it. And then Mike Foster hit it. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Miss Michelle, the Lord is aligning something for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it matter? Teach me from 20 years ahead of me. Why does it matter that we pay attention what season of life we're in right now?
Well, you know, it makes you prepare properly for your next. It also stops your frustration level because you understand where you are, the purpose of why you are where you are. And yeah. that gives you an idea of where your focus should be while you're there. When you don't know your season, it throws you off kilter and off center and you start pursuing the wrong things. You know, I lived in Chicago for many years and there was a woman that everyone called Mad Mary, and she would be in the summertime. She wore a fur coat down the street, and we all knew that she was disturbed. Something in her psyche did not understand the season. Therefore, she wasn't dressed properly for it. She suffered for it. So when we talk about being in season, you know, the sons of Issachar understood the seasons. They understood what was going on around them, why it was happening at that particular time. And we who know the Lord should be very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
We need to know when we're in our spring season, when things are budding and begin, and the harvest is beginning to show forth. Then there's the summer where it's hot. Can you take the heat when the summer comes, you know?
Yeah.
We pray for summer all through winter, and then winter comes, we start complaining about the heat.
That's right. That's right.
So, and so get out that bikini and get happy, you know. So now, winter is a fall is a time of harvest as well, but it's also preparing for winter. And winter is a time when things die off to make room for things to bloom afresh. So when we understand what season we're in, maybe you're in a season where it seems like everything is drying up and dying in your life. Get excited. Don't mourn.
Yes.
It's preparation time. I was talking with a young lady. She says, well, it just looks like nothing's happening. I said, you've been in the winter before. It looks like everything's dead, but there's a lot going on beneath the surface because when spring comes, all of a sudden those sprouts come out seemingly overnight. No, they've been working on coming out all winter. The roots have been traveling that have been planted, finding the right spot to sprout. And the roots have been digging deep to gain traction so that they can hold what they're getting ready to shoot through the surface. And so the same thing happens in our life. When things are dying off, it's prep time. When it's springtime, we have to be super wise because you can get really excited about all the fruit and all the amazing things that are happening and lose sight of your focus, lose sight of preparing and knowing that seasons are cyclical.
Yeah. So it's really amazing because when Pastor Banning was on, we asked everybody, pray and ask God what season you're in right now.
Yes, that's
pay attention to the words you hear. Pay attention to the pictures you see in your mind. And so can we just take a couple of minutes and go through each season? Because everybody listening, hopefully, if they haven't, pause the podcast right now. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord what season you're in. And can we just go through each season for a minute and kind of can I ask you some questions of my experience in each season and see if we can help everybody kind of have some handholds?
Sure.
So let's start in winter since that's what we're actually experiencing outside.
Yeah.
When it starts, I get scared. when I start realizing, like, I was just harvesting, I was just getting everything, and my kitchen was full, and my life felt full, and suddenly nothing is working. How do we combat that fear at the start of that season switch?
It's really about keeping our eyes on God. It's about
you say that so much in the book. You say, look up, look up, look up.
Look up, yep. Also trusting his process, knowing that there's a process. I think sometimes in Christendom, we want the quick fix. There's no such thing. No story that you read in the Bible had a quick fix. And you know what? I'll even go so far as to say God is merciful to us. Because when you read stories in the Bible, their fixes took a lot longer than our fixes take.
Right.
We don't have as much time. And God moves faster in our lives than he did back in the day. So take the grace from that. But also understand that there's a process. And trust his agenda for your life. See, the enemy comes and tries to make you suspicious of what God is doing.
Yes.
Well, you know, things aren't going right because you did this or you made a wrong choice or God doesn't like you this week. You know, he comes up with all kinds of stuff. But what you've got to understand is that God madly and passionately loves you. His agenda towards you is always good. Jeremiah 29:11 in the Message version says, he says, I know what I'm doing. I've got it all planned out. Plans for your good and not to harm you, to give you the future that you hope for. Now that's rich, because what do I hope for? Are my hopes in alignment with what God wants for me? If so, he's going to kiss it and bless it, and it's going to sprout up when it's supposed to. But in the meantime, he's preparing you to have the capacity to maintain what you attain.
So
that's what we've got to know, is that God's working on us. I had a pastor in L.A. that told me many years ago, when I was young and perky and, you know, why isn't everything going the way I want it to? She said, Michelle, when the situation is wrong and you are wrong, God says no. When the situation is right, but you are wrong, God says grow. When the situation is wrong, but you are right, God says slow. And when the situation is right and you are right, God says go.
Oh, wow.
And I have clung to that over the years.
We are going to can we just post that quoting you on the internet today? Because I want to hang that up in my house.
Yes.
I mean, that's when people say the right guy at the wrong time is the wrong guy.
Yes, at any time. Yeah. That's right.
Right, right. Wow. Yeah.
And so what we've got to know is that winter is preparing for spring. Mm-hmm. It's not just sitting there idly by, killing everything.
Yes.
It's literally rejuvenating, reviving, restoring underground what it wants to push to the surface. And so if we can just say, I'm in prep mode, and also enjoy the rest. Be like that bear. Hibernate. Take those days off. Get that popcorn. Get in front of the TV and watch a good movie and not pressure yourself to produce anything. It's not time yet. And guess what? You're going to long for one of those days of nothingness soon, because
that's right.
It's the coming.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Happy Viking. Who is on a smoothie kick right now? I know, I love a good smoothie, and I love adding some protein powder to it. It really keeps me fuller longer, but there are a million protein powder options out there, so I definitely am always wanting to make sure it has the best ingredients. This is where Happy Viking comes in. It's got everything you need in one plant-based powder: proteins, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, fiber, electrolytes, and more. And only 2 grams of sugar. Plus, 93% of customers say Happy Viking is the best tasting plant protein powder they have ever had, your girl included. Happy Viking has some really good flavors too, like the triple chocolate flavor, you guys. I mean, golly. Mix that with some peanut butter and a banana and some almond milk. That is the smoothie you need. They also have vanilla bean flavor, strawberry smoothie, greena colada, iced coffee, and cookies and cream. Happy Viking protein and superfoods powder, made by tennis champion Venus Williams, is hands down the best tasting plant protein powder out there. So visit drinkhappyviking.com and use the code TSF, and my friends get 20% off their first purchase. That's 20% off at drinkhappyviking.com. happyviking.com with the code TSF. Like, that sounds fun. That link and literally every other link you could ever hope for are in the show notes, or we'll send it to you Friday and Friday's AFD week in review. You can sign up for that in the show notes as well. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived, and I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, now back to our conversation with Michelle. What are we praying in the winter?
In the winter, we're saying, God, help us to keep our eye on you. Help us to be sensitive to your voice so that we know when to move and how to move.
Help me have eyes for spring.
Help me have eyes for spring and help me rest in the process of what you're doing right now.
Right. You're bringing such we have this little button called the mind blown emoji button. And it says, wowie zowie, because you're teaching me something I've never thought about, that part of the gift of winter is that spring and summer and fall are a lot of work.
Yes, they are.
And winter is not. So where we can be discouraged that nothing is growing,
exactly.
The Lord's like, will you just lay down?
Yeah.
Because I need you to be rested.
I need you to be rested. I need you to be strong. Wow. I need you to be alert and focused. And all of that comes from the downtime, you know.
You hear that, winter friends? You got to rest. Yeah. You got to rest.
Rest.
Wow. Okay, so then when I'm going from winter to spring, mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I go, no, this is never going to work.
What?
This ain't going to work out. This, you know, that. And then, but the Lord's going, I said spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, no, I know this is never, it's going to freeze over again.
There's always that natural tendency, but you know what? God doesn't actually need your faith. You do.
You are.
Listen, He created a whole universe without us agreeing anything or believing anything. Okay.
That's right.
Well,
that's
He doesn't need our faith. We do. Faith is not just the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the motivator that makes you obey God because you trust Him to meet you on the other side of your obedience.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So faith is really for us. Faith is what makes us obedient so that we get the blessing He promised.
Yeah.
You understand? It literally positions you to receive what He promised. Now, if you don't believe, they say, I don't believe that tithing really works. Well, then you never get to see that increase.
That's right. Yeah.
You understand? I don't believe that, you know, God won't marry me if I don't sleep with him. So then you end up with, you know, just a wrecked heart because, you know, sex isn't a promise. It's an experience, right. You know, until it becomes covenant. So, and so we can go on and on with the list of things that we don't believe. That rob us of the blessing on the other side of that belief.
Yes. And so the faith, so for those of us sitting in spring, if you're going to risk toward faith.
Yes.
Don't risk away from faith. Like,
exactly.
I don't know if this is God, so I'm going to assume that it is with the risk of looking foolish, or I assume this isn't God and you're going to miss out on the better levels with the Holy Spirit.
Listen, I always say point where his finger, you know, follow where his finger points. And if you're going wrong, he'll yank your chain. All of a sudden, you just won't have that peace. You won't, you know, he'll shut stuff down around you. But, and you know, sometimes God is very quirky.
Yeah.
God is quirky. He's mischievous. He's really out the box. You know, if you want to make him that stodgy old God, you go right ahead. But the God I know is adventurous and does crazy stuff. So you got to be ready to roll with him, you know.
Yes.
And then you
yes.
go, oh, that's why you did that. You'll have the aha moment along the way. But sometimes you're just screaming, wait a minute, where are we going?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a funny story. I think we'll leave this in the show. It's really personal, but I want to tell you, I got my heart broken 2 years ago and I had a conversation with the Lord about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a 2 year window.
Yeah.
And the conviction from the Lord was, Annie, you've stopped believing me for crazy things because you got hurt.
Yeah.
And I had this moment of like, oh, I have been turning down the voice of the Holy Spirit in my head because last time I turned it up, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
And so talk to our friends in the spring who are saying, hey, I've trusted him for spring before and none of the fruits and vegetables came to pass.
Well, there's always a first time.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
We never know when it's going to happen. When we put a clock on God, we really damage ourselves and it paralyzes us. You know, so, you know, just look at it this way. Every time that you start over is not really a start over because you're starting with experience. Hopefully you learned something from the last disappointment, the last mistake, the last seeming failure, that should equip you on how to approach this same chance again. You know, this time you're going to do it with caution. This time you're going to ask a few more questions. This time you're going to take your time. This time you're going to pace yourself. Whatever it is that you learned from the last time, you're going to now get to use that this time and say, thanks, God, for that last experience.
Yes.
Even though it didn't feel so good at the time, I'm reaping the benefits of it now that we're moving forward.
One of the things you said in the spring chapter is you said seeds have to be planted three times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember right? Will you talk about that? I thought that was really interesting. Will you talk about that theological truth that something has to happen three times before it bloomed? What is that?
Well, we see that in scripture with this life of Joseph, Moses, you know, Abraham, different people, that there was always this seeming cycle of three times, you know, hoping for and then being disappointed, hoping for and being disappointed. And then finally, God breaks through, you know. So there's something about us surrendering it to each part of the Godhead before it comes into fulfillment.
Wow. That's really interesting because that may be why the Lord had to really push on me a few weeks ago because the Holy Spirit and I weren't in alignment.
Mm.
God and I were fine. Jesus and I were fine. The Holy Spirit and I had taken a TV time out. in some areas.
You know, when it says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, it's not just talking about holiness and salvation. It's talking about right alignment.
Wow.
Okay. So when we're aligned with God, that peace comes, and peace always ushers in joy that gives us strength. So there's this whole domino effect that happens, being in alignment with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, hearing what they're saying, following where they point, trusting them completely and not leaning to our own understanding. And just, that's the faith walk. You just step out. like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, out there for the step to appear.
That's right. That's right. So for our friends who have got a grip on spring, mm-hmm. it's happening and they're going to summer. Mm-hmm. What's the shift into summer from like, oh man, I haven't been doing any work. I've just been asking God.
Yeah.
And now the thing is happening.
Yeah.
And now it's summer and like everything is bloomed. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is ramped up. And you know what? Really, winter and spring trains you for summer because summer can be very heady. You can lose it in summer.
Oh, wow.
You know, you can get distracted or you might not be able to take the heat of success, the heat of that relationship when all the pressure is on you now to respond, to produce, to show up for everything.
Right.
And so summer is a very heady time. It's exciting, but don't lose focus in summer because fall's around the corner. Leaves are going to start falling. Preparing for winter again and another cycle of something in your life might be a different part of your life, or it could be the same area of life. Whatever it takes for God to complete what he's doing in you, mm-hmm. how he's aligning your character, how he's deepening your integrity, how he's strengthening your faith walk and your relationship with him so that you're coming to know him more. Because actually it's all designed for us to know God more and become more like him. Those are the two biggest goals of all.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you this, so I'll back up to this for spring and then for summer. What are we praying in the spring?
In the spring, we're saying we're grateful. We're grateful that we see your handiwork beginning to be manifest. Give us the wisdom to know what to do with the fruit that's before.
Oh, wow. 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 Right. And then in summer, what are we praying?
In the summer, we're saying, God, keep us level, keep us focused, keep us in the center.
Help me.
Help me to maintain all that you've now blessed me with. Help me to sustain it and maintain it in excellence in a way that will make you smile and bless others.
Mm. Yeah, that's it, right? Because the reason in some areas of our lives, the reason we go from spring to summer is not just for us. This is all for growth with God, but also this is for others.
Yes.
Okay.
As long as we're in kingdom, it's about everyone in the kingdom.
That's it. That's it. It's about everyone in the kingdom. And the transition to fall, I think in my life, the times I've seen like, okay, we're hustling through the summer. It's hot. It's busy. This is what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then things seem to be shifting.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
But I can tell something is ending.
Yes.
How do we acknowledge that shift? How do we start calling the fall? That's the hardest one for me to call.
Well, you know, there's some stuff to still glean because in fall, there's a harvest as well. Mm. You know, so it's the difference between harvesting what you can harvest and transitioning into that season of rest and letting go of some things that might have overgrown. You know, I look at it as a tilling your garden season because some stuff, you know, comes out too much and you need to glean back. You know, God likes to prune his vineyard and it looks a little ugly, but it bears sweeter, richer, rounder, more robust fruit. So we're making room for things. I love fall. Fall is probably my favorite season.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because it's pretty. You know, all the leaves are turning. And it's just right for wearing all the cute clothes.
Yeah.
Being too cold or too hot. Right. You know, so it's a very fashionable season. You know, so for me, it's all about dressing for the season. Yeah. And embracing the season and being grateful for each season.
Yeah.
Because this season is a blessing.
Can we have different seasons going on in our lives at the same time? Like, can we be in the winter romantically, but in the summer professionally?
Yes.
And in the spring physically, in our physical health?
Yes. That's very, very possible.
Do we need to be paying attention to that? Do we need to ask the Lord to get that granular? Or like right now in my life, he is saying spring to me. Yeah. And so, but do I need to go granular and say, well, is that true professionally? Is that true romantically? Is that true in my, where I serve?
Well, I don't think that we need to micromanage. I think, you know, it should be more organic. Yeah.
Okay.
Understanding where you are. Okay. This is where I am in that area. So yeah. Now, and this is the beauty of journaling. You know, get out that pie shape and separate it out, you know, relational, physical, spiritual, and emotional. You know, make that pie for yourself and then evaluate where you are, where you want to be, and what you think needs to happen.
Yeah.
Well, God gives us those times. And God, you know, he's good at downloading divine strategies.
Yes.
You know, he really is. When you say, God, my prayer these days is not so much my goal list as what is your goal list for me, God?
Wow.
You know, and how do I fulfill what you have in mind for me in this season? And then I begin to get those creative ideas and urgings inside. I remember one of my mentors said to me, what does the Holy Spirit sound like? He sounds like you. Mm. You know, God's going to use your voice to talk to you. So you'll think, something told me. Well, no, someone told you, but you heard it in your voice. Go with it. Follow it. Because there'll always be that conviction if it's not God. I always say the test monitor for if it's not God is, do you have peace about it?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have peace, it might not be that you're wrong. It might just not be the time. So God's saying, stick a pin in that. Not now.
Slow. Go slow. That's the slow one. Yeah.
It's the slow.
Yeah. As we're transitioning into that from fall into winter, what are we praying in the fall?
Father, show me what to harvest and what to throw away.
Oh, gosh.
Show me what to lift and separate in this season of my life to make room for what you want to do moving forward.
That is so painful to ask the Lord what to throw away.
But it's fun. It's exciting. It's like, you know, girl, every year I clean out my closet and everybody in my house loves that because they it's a shopping sale for them. It's like,
Ooh,
I get that top, you know. So they come and with their little grocery bags to haul away the stuff. And you know what's so funny to me? I clean out my closet every year. How does it get full again?
I know. It's just, I mean, it is true in every corner of my life.
Yeah.
How did that get full again?
Yes.
And it is time to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so bad. I mean, one of my best weaknesses is I'm so bad of letting go of things that I want that God has said, let go.
Yeah. Well, I have a rule in my closet. Have you worn this in the last year?
We can take that right into our spiritual life, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you worn this calling? Have you worn this desire? Have you worn this in the last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Philippians, it says something about knowing what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's so many distractions in life and things that we're pressured to want to have in our lives.
Yeah.
But what really matters? I mean, if you were going to a desert island, you could only take five things that included people, whatever. What would be those five things? Mm-hmm. You know, what really, really matters? What can you not breathe? You know, what would take your breath if you didn't have it in your life? Hmm. It simplifies things quite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
And now back to finish up our conversation with Michelle. So when you were writing When Shift Happens, which I love that title. Everyone who's walked by my desk has been like, does that book say when? It has been such a trip. One of our coworkers said today, she said, Annie, what's that book say? I was like, shift, when shift happens. What made you write this now? I mean, you've written a ton of books. You are an actual You're like a five talent person in the Lord's economy. I mean, you're actress, producer, singer, author. I mean, you're all these things. Why is this the book right now? Why is God saying, I mean, he's saying it to us. Why is he saying seasons to us right now?
You know, it is so wild. I was actually working on another book and God said, sit down and write this right now. I'm going to give it to you fast. This is the season. And I just said, okay. And I sat down and I wrote it. And the minute I wrote it, the word shift started coming up everywhere. There were billboards with shift on them. Everybody was talking about shifting. And I was like, God, you know, you're so hot. You're so ahead of your time. I just love you. You know?
Yeah, because it just feels like, I don't know if you've experienced this going into 2024, but Pastor Banning and I were talking about it. There's a lot of anticipation this year. It feels like it's a different turning of the year than we've had in a while.
Yeah.
And so for that to be true kind of globally, that's kind of the like undercurrent amongst prophetic people and what people of God are feeling. Mm-hmm. And for God to stack on top of that, you better know what season you're in.
Yeah.
Just feels like he's up to something. He's up to something.
He's up to something. I believe that, well, if you want to ask me about the new year, I asked God, what's the word for the new year? And the word he gave me was a weird word. He said, unhinged.
Wow.
And I said, what does that mean, Jesus? And, you know, and he said, it's going to be good and it's going to be bad. For those who have felt stuck, like they've been trying to get through a door, he's going to loosen the hinge for some people and they're going to have great entree. Those that have been rooted and grounded and that have been waiting seemingly for season upon season upon season in that place where they feel that it's winter and do they dare to hope for spring, those people will be moving through those open doors.
Wow, that's
then
beautiful.
There are the people that are not rooted and grounded and their stuff is going to be in the wind. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff flapping. There are going to be a lot of scandals this year. There's going to be a lot of upsets this year, a lot of surprise outcomes this year that people were not expecting that are going to make them have to shift their mindset and even some of their plans because they didn't see things going that way with life. Wow. And so it is a season where you really have to press into the center of God's heart, really be open to hear his voice. And don't be afraid to move on what he says to move on. Because some stuff is going to be very unusual instructions that are not going to make sense, but they will on the other side of your obedience.
Listen, that to me, those are some of the most fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, hey, let's just, I don't know why. But it could happen when we're driving home from the grocery store where you're like, this literally happened to me two days ago.
Yeah.
I was pointing to Kroger, and I kept thinking, I should go to Trader Joe's. And I was like, I don't want to go to Trader Joe's. There's not a single open spot in the parking lot. I'm going to have to park next door. And then I turned in to go to Kroger, and then I turned my car and went to Trader Joe's. And I was like, okay, Lord, I don't know why. I don't even know if you care. But I'm going to practice that I think this is the Holy Spirit and doing something that does not make sense. And it did not make sense. I got some great cookies, but it did not make sense. Yeah. I could have just as easily gone to Kroger. But I think those are the things I want to be practicing. So when the ones you're talking about where the Lord's like, I need you to shut that thing down.
Yes.
Or I need you to build an ark.
Yep.
And I'll go, well, you told me to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And so if you trust me with a little thing, I hope I'll be found trustworthy with an ark.
Because
I was trustworthy with Trader Joe's.
Because you know, poor little Noah. Can you imagine?
Bless him.
I mean, how many years did he build that thing? And I know the neighbors were tired of him, and he probably became the laughing stock of the neighborhood. Like, what's going on over there? Well, I'm building an ark. Well, why? Because God says it's going to rain. But it's never rained before. What is rain?
Right.
I'm sure when people came to visit, they were like, come and see this dude's been building this boat for years. He says it's going to rain. But the waters came.
Yeah.
That's what we have to really understand about the word of God. It doesn't have to make sense. He doesn't need you to believe it. When it's time, it's going to happen. We'll go without you.
Yeah. I think that our friends, me too, I want to be in on it. As some the friends listen, know I spent a little bit of time last year in New York. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving, I felt the Lord kind of opening up this, hey, do you want to do part-time Nashville, part-time New York in 24? And I was like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how. I don't know how to do that relationally. I don't know how to do that financially. I don't know how to do that with schedule, with work. I mean, this is my office, you can tell.
Yeah.
And so clearly, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, Miss Michelle, I was sitting in church, and the Lord said, if you will just say yes, I'll handle the details.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? This is the one of the craziest things I've ever done. But you see, it's my arc. It's my arc.
Yeah.
Where I feel like people are laughing behind my back like, what is she doing? She is messing up her life. And yet for some reason, it feels like that this, now it doesn't mean it's going to rain and I'm going to float away with all the animals.
No.
I don't know how the outcome ends up.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I want him to invite me to that crazy stuff, Miss Michelle. I want him to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the thing. There is never a dull moment in Christ if you do it right with him.
Wow.
If you just want to have a little sideline faith because God is beneficial for you, but you're not beneficial for God, you'll never get to experience the whimsy. The excitement,
the whimsy,
the adventure, the unexpected surprises. I mean, Annie, I was minding my own business in Chicago when God told me to move to Ghana, West Africa. And I said, didn't I rebuke you?
Right. Get behind me.
Get behind me. That can possibly be God. I'm a diva. Don't you know I'm a diva? What am I going to be doing in Ghana, West Africa? Now, I enjoyed Ghana for a vacation. Well, you know what's so funny is now Ghana has become the hot spot for all the movie stars. Who'd have thunk it? I've been there for 12 years and it has been, I flee from there at Christmas now because everybody from Hollywood is there. People are coming in from all over the world. You can't drive anywhere. It's packed with and all kinds of music festivals and film. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
And
I've been to Ghana. I love it.
I love it.
And the pizza, I had great pizza in Ghana, surprisingly.
but who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk that my dreams could come true in Ghana, West Africa. I was doing television here. I won an Emmy for co-hosting a talk show here on TLN. But I wanted to do movies. I wanted to do more. I wanted to have a talk show. And I'm sitting at home minding my own business. And there's a knock on my door with camera crew. They want to rent my house for a movie. They end up putting me in the movie. And after that, the whole thing opens up. And now I've been in like 6 soap operas, movies. I don't even know. I can't even remember how many I've been in anymore.
But
And I never auditioned. They literally write parts for me. I mean, who would have thunk it?
It's there's never a dull moment.
I always loved music. I have my Christian rock band over there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who would have thunk it? God thunk it. He just didn't let me in on it until I was obedient. Because that was the thing you told me. Just move. I'm not going to tell you what I've prepared for you. This is a Abraham walk of obedience for you.
Yeah.
And so I just followed where he pointed. And I've never had a day of regret. I can't believe I've been there for 12 years.
How much time are you split there between there and Chicago?
Well, lately I've been back and forth more because my mom's still here. And my dad, my bonus dad is here. And they have health issues. So I come back and forth every 2 to 3 months to just be a blessing to them. And then I go back home. So, but I, you know, this is the most I've been here in a while. I think just once again, you go, God, what are you up to?
What are you up to? I know.
What you doing?
And I'm telling you, this whimsy is what I shut down for 2 years in my life. And I didn't realize I'd shut it down. I'm so thankful to God. I'm sure he tried to tell me 4 times between then and now. But I'm so thankful to God. He did. It was, and now he's like, okay, you ready to play again? Like, let's go. Let's do this again. And I will be disappointed again by something. Sure. I'm not protected from disappointment over this, but I'm glad to hear you maintain life in 2 cities since I'm going to attempt to do that this year. So
it's very doable. And I'll just tell you from my own experience, you know, I'll come here. And at one point it was like, I needed to be here for 2 things. And I said, well, I'm going to come back and then I'm going to come back. And my little living daughter said, no, that's too much. Just stay there. I was like, what am I going to do in Chicago for a whole month?
Yeah.
Girl, I was busy the whole time I was here. Got two new jobs while I was here. I mean, I got asked to host Sunday School Made Simple for Urban Ministries.
Yeah.
I mean, all this stuff happened. Can you come and pray for the city of Chicago with the mayor? I was like, what the heck? What just happened here? So, yeah. If you just go with God.
Yeah.
Just, you know, God's will, God's bill. He pays for everything. He takes care of it. And you have a ball.
So our friends listening who are hearing you and going like, that is the life I want. I do not have it yet.
Yeah.
What is the first step towards this life of whimsy with the Holy Spirit?
It's really making him the focus first. For me, okay. It's all about, what do you want to do today, Lord?
Yeah.
As opposed to, God, this is what I want to get done today.
Yeah.
You see the difference? When I open my hands and say, what's the adventure plan you got for today? Anything can happen. You know?
Yeah.
And that doesn't
yeah.
mean that you don't make plans for your life. You should. I mean, you know, those who don't make, you know, those who fail to plan to fail. But
yeah.
Leave the room and the flexibility for allowing the Holy Spirit to show up and show off in your life. And make him your delight, because that's part of it.
Yeah.
Making him your delight. When you delight in him, he delights in you. And he comes up with all kinds of amazing things to tickle your fancy because he knows he's got your heart. And that is where it starts. It can't be spread over 10 things that you want desperately and passionately in life. He really must be the utmost of focus. He must be your utmost delight. When I say, what couldn't I do without? Because I wouldn't be able to breathe. It's really my relationship with God. I must have that. Yeah. I must sense his presence. I must hear his voice. I must sense his will. I must feel his love. These are things I have. That's what makes me breathe. That, you know, that's my fuel.
I feel like I could punch through a wall after talking to you. I'm like, let's go. We're doing this. Miss Michelle, is there anything we didn't talk about you want to make sure we cover?
You know, all I will say is that seasons in your life and shifts and changes in your life are inevitable. Mm. How you respond is optional. Mm. And how you respond will have everything to do with the outcome of your life. Mm-hmm. And if you can maintain being grateful, gratefulness is different from having gratitude. Mm-hmm. Gratitude is a feeling for a moment, but gratefulness is being full of gratitude. It's a lifestyle. It's continuous. It's a state of being. And when you choose to dwell in that space, God just shows up in amazing ways. No matter what the season is, you'll actually find the delight in it. Even if you physically feel uncomfortable. And that's the thing. And as long as you know it's taking you somewhere. I've been through many things in my life, Annie. I've lost a loved one that I thought I'd be spending the rest of my life with to gunfire, long before gunfire was popular. I've had financial devastation. I've had physical devastation. I've been fired from and rehired from the same job twice. I've you know, lost everything, gotten it all back, you know, abased and abounding. And through every season, my attitude was, I can't wait to see what's on the other side of this. Mm. I never parked where I was. I kept my idling on, with the engine running, anticipating getting through it. I knew God wouldn't take me out, but I knew he'd bring me through.
Yeah.
And I think that when we have an attitude of gratefulness continuously, we're living in a state of gratefulness, that it anticipates the next and says yes to it even when it doesn't know what it is yet. Because you know it's all good if it's God. So it gets back to that relationship with him where you've built such a great intimacy that you trust him no matter what's going on. I mean, I had a friend when my leg wasn't working and I had that problem with my accident. He said, you just don't have enough faith. I said, well, faith would never be the issue with me because I would never have thought that this would happen to me in the first place. I never anticipated that God would allow. Because he has to allow. And if he allows, It's for the good. It mm-hmm. isn't all that bad that I wrote my first book and it changed the course of my life.
Yes. You know?
So everything that's happened in my, when I lost my boyfriend, I mm-hmm. found Christ. If you can just see what's always on the other side of that oh no moment, you'll go, oh yes.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you for doing this thank today. You. So grateful. What a gift. Oh, you guys, isn't she great? Isn't she brilliant? I mean, how many mind-blown emojis do we need to do with these first few episodes of this year? Oh my gosh. Listen, grab a copy of her book, When Shift Happens. Go follow her on social media. Tell her thank you so much for being on the show today. Y'all are going to love this book, especially as we've identified, hopefully through the Pastor Banning episode with Mike Foster, you've kind of got an idea of what season God might have you in right now. Man, then you get When Shift Happens and you go right to that section. So helpful. If you have any questions from this episode, you can drop them in the Q&A box on your Spotify app if you're listening there on Spotify, or send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast, and we'll try to answer them there. Remember, it is Monday, so that means a new episode of Annie's Mini BFF podcast dropped today. We're reading stories from the Gospels from some of our favorite children's storybook Bibles, so do not miss an episode. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, in Rwanda. Anywhere you need me, that's where you can find me today. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I'll do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me, I have to be honest, I don't know. But I bet I'm having a great time. Make sure you're keeping up with Carlos and I in Rwanda with Africa New Life this week. We will be back on Thursday, but we are there right now. So follow me, Annie F. Downs, and Carlos Whitaker, Los Wit, and you can keep up with what we are doing and see how you can also be a part of what Africa New Life is up to. Y'all have a great week. We'll see you back here on Thursday with a pod favorite, a founding member of the Hall of Fun, Pastor John Mark Comer. We'll see y'all Thursday.
That sounds fun. That sounds fun.